Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I mentioned this. Again, you see, so the happiness, you see, the happiness suffering always came from one's own mind. You see, one's own happiness suffering all came from one's own mind. So it depends on one's own action, and that depends on one's mind. So we generate, you see, motivation that, you see, bodhicitta thinking, the highest motivation, the most pure motivation, then the bodhicitta, you see, understand about worldly concern, that you see, seeking only the happiness of life, not that, and you see, motivation listening teachings, you see, not that, and not seeking even the happiness of future lives, which are still temporal of the happiness, you know, sometimes pleasures, and not even the ultimate happiness for self, you see. But then to achieve enlightenment, the full enlightenment, for the sake of only other sentient beings who are equal in the infinite sky. So for that reason, in order to free them from all the suffering, obscurations lead to full enlightenment. You see, then I'm going to listen to the teaching, the gradual path of enlightenment. So it's extremely important to listen to teaching with this most positive attitude in altruism. Then also righteous conduct for listening to teaching, and also according to the traditional practice of Islam. This I, for us, this I means, this I itself means, you see, it always appears, everything always appears, you know, inherently existent, you know, real one from the inside, always a diffusion object. so you see, now this I, so even by saying this I, that's enough for the diffusion object, doesn't it? Even without describing true existence, the additional thing, you see, for most of us, just saying I itself, you see, what appears, what we believe, you see, that you see the true existence of the I. So you see, by saying I, it includes that. So however, this I, you see, the aggregate of form is not this I, feeling is not this I, aggregate of the definition of not this I, the compound aggregate is not I, not this I. Compound aggregate means all these 51 mental factors. From the 51 mental factors, you see, you leave out the recognition and the feeling. Those two thoughts you leave out, then all the rest of the thoughts, mental factors are, you see, the compound aggregates. Compound aggregates compounds its own result, its own, you see, result, the continuation. So for example, today's, you see, today's conscience produces tomorrow's conscience. Today's conscience, you see, produces tomorrow's conscience. Compounds. It compounds, you see, it's its own result, tomorrow's conscience. So like that, you see, in a general way of speaking, like that, so this from 51 mental factors, so leave out those two, feeling and recognition, then the rest, you see, compounding phenomena. Compositional mental factor. that which compose, that which compose, that which compound its own result. Its own result, its own cultivation, its own result, the mental factor. So this is not this I and the conscious, aggregate consciousness, not I, and even the whole group is not I, not this I. And this I, you see, is nowhere exists on these aggregates. Even the whole group of this, or even the whole group of this aggregate is not I, because this whole group of this aggregate is the basis to be labeled I. So it's become clear by that it is not I. And this I is not, this I doesn't exist anywhere on this. Doesn't exist any, neither on the body, nor mind, not even the whole group. Nowhere it exists. So this, this is one clear way to maintain our emptiness. To be able to understand the basis and the level. So, but that does not mean that there's no I, that there's I. There's I. The reason why there's I is nothing else other than, you see, other than the reason that there's aggregates, that there's this aggregate of the Shinobu mind, you see, that there's aggregates in this. So by that, it is believed. So by that, it just, by that, there's I, you see, me, I, just merely, just believed. Just believed, me, you see, I. There is I. So just because only the reason, the other way to maintain on, other way to maintain on emptiness is a, what I'm doing here now? I'm sitting. So why? How I'm sitting? What's the reason that? What's the reason to believe to say that I'm sitting? There's no other reason at all. You see, I'm sitting. To believe I'm sitting. There's no other reason at all except only the reason is that the body. I guess the body is doing the action sitting. That's all. That's all. And I say I'm thinking. Why I believe I say I'm thinking? There's no other reason at all, except only the aggregate mind is thinking, mind is listening, teaching. So I'm thinking, I'm listening, teaching. So it's believed because mind is thinking, listening, teaching. So it is believed that I'm listening, listening and meditating, thinking, meditating. Oh, you see, this way, meditating, you see, then it helps to recognize the beauty of the object. You see, when you use the reason, you see, there's no other reason at all except you see, the aggregates, the sitting, and the sitting and standing, and eating, and drinking, sleeping, you see, by that, and then it is believed. It is believed that I'm standing, I'm sleeping, you see, I'm eating, I'm doing this and that. It is believed. So you see, merely imputed. It is depending on the aggregates and the actions of aggregates. So you see, when you put the reason of the reason is the aggregates, then you see suddenly there's change in the view in your view of the I, the big change. You see, suddenly that concrete I, the real I, suddenly there's big change. Suddenly it becomes empty there. Suddenly it becomes empty right there, which looks real, which was real before. You see, it's not the real one from society. It's not there. You see, and then when you don't think that reason of the aggregates, you see, then everything comes back. You see, the eye that was merely imputed appears as real. So this way of practicing awareness, you know. Meditating, you see, they're doing the analysis of the, you see, the nature of the eye, you see, by using the reason aggregates and its actions, existence aggregates and its actions, you see, anyway, aggregates and its actions, so it helps to, see, you see, clear and clear what is the, you see, the emotional eye, you see, the eye that which appears real from its own side, but which is completely empty, doesn't exist. So it makes it more clear, you see, by when the mind is distracted, then you look at the eye, how it appears, you see, self, how it appears, and then again you put a reason, you see, again you put a reason, then again you don't find that. When you analyze, you don't find that. You see, that real eye, which the real self, the emotional eye, which appears, you see, the emotional eye, you see, you don't see that. Which means that it doesn't exist, which is a sign that it doesn't exist. So, yeah, like this. However, and unable to find the eye, on this I guess, you know, nothing of this is I, and on this there's no I. You see, that does not mean that I doesn't exist. I exist. You see, there's I, you know, in this, there's I in this temple. You see, as there's, during this hour, the aggregate is in this temple, so therefore, it is believed that I am here in this temple. It is believed. And just by that, you know, it is believed that I am in this temple. And I am listening and I am talking, you see, experiencing tiredness, and experiencing, you know, sleeping, and you see, like this. and so forth. the talk's going on and on. Uninterrupted talk. Going on and on. So these meditations which I mentioned just now, those different ones can be used to mental emptiness, you know, to see the nature of the eye, and also that what I mentioned yesterday, you see, especially what I mentioned discussed yesterday, and in the beginning of this discourse, you see, they retired to mental liberty in that, especially that. So you look at your perception, your appearance, you see, and things appearing real, things appearing, you see, from its own side, and things existing from its own side, you see. Then think of projection. The most important one is to think that hallucination. You see, the projection, and the projection and hallucination. Most important thing to do is hallucination. This projection is a hallucination. Empty. So this is empty. Lunar energy. Not a house, but a true isn't house. How that which appears existing from society.
Like this, you see,
So each of the aggregates also merely imputed on basis, you know, on their basis. So aggregates of cousins is merely imputed on these cousins, particular mental factor which does the main function to see the essence of the object, you know. Conscious of mind which continues from one life to another life, which carries the imprint, you know, imprint left by the karma. Yeah. So on that level, so conscious. You see, and so each of those aggregates are imputed, many imputed on their own basis. So even this, you see, a body, you know. Each limb, you know, the head is, see, and the mouth is not head, and the nose is not head, brain is not head, you know, ear is not head, any piece of it is not head, even the whole group is not head. You see, it's the basis to be labeled head, you know, whole group is the basis to be labeled, to be labeled the head, it's not the head. So you see, like that. So with each piece of ear, nose, each brain, each pieces are like that, you know. Everything is made labeled on another label. And that label is given to another label, like this. And so, like you see, the arms, you know, the arms are, you see, labeled on this piece. You see, each piece of this is not arm, you know. Not arm. Even the whole group is not arm. And the whole group is the basis to be labeled arm, see. Whole group is the basis to be labeled arm. So it's not arm. You see, so again, each pieces are labeled. Again, each pieces are also labeled another label. You see, you know. So and then the legs. You see, the legs are, you see, the piece of the each part, thigh and so forth. You see, and the each pieces here are not leg. Even the whole group is not leg. The whole group is the basis to be labeled the leg. You see. So even each pieces are labeled on their own basis. So, goes down to the atom. Goes down to the atom. Even the atom is labeled, remember? Even the atom is labeled. Even each particle of the atom is not an atom. Not a general atom. You see? And the group of each particle is the basis to be labeled atom. So, you see? Even the particles, and even the particles of the atoms are labeled, remember, on their own basis. So, you see, from the eye, from the eye and eye gets all labeled. Everything is a label. Imputed on another label. You know. Imputed on one base. You see, which is labeled on another base. And that base is labeled on another base. So you see, everything is the same. Interpreting what's called dang yue, you know, exists being labeled. Exists being labeled. So everything is labeled. You see, starting from the aggregate, everything is the way it exists being labeled. So you see, everything is completely empty. Starting from the eye, aggregate, everything down the atom, particles, atom, everything is completely empty, existing from the outside. But this concrete thing that which appears to us, you see, is a hallucination. You see, the real concrete, the truth in the eye, you see, aggregates. So same thing with the house. This house, you see, the temple, you see. Now this is not temple, that is not temple. You see, that part is not temple, that part is not temple. This part is not temple, this part is not temple, this is not temple, this is not temple. Nothing of this is temple. It's pieces. Even the whole group is not temple. It's the basis to be a labeled temple. You see? So it's not, even the whole group is not temple. It's the basis to be imputed temple. So like this, you see? And so now the, so you see, so, so the temple is completely empty. It is simple side. So now the feeling. Now the ceiling, see, each, now the ceiling, the ceiling, even each piece, is not a ceiling. Even the whole group is not a ceiling, but you see, whole group is the basis to the level of ceiling. So the windows, you see, each piece, each part is not a window. Even the whole group of that is not a window. It is the basis to the level of window. So you see, it's completely something else. You know, what we normally think of temple and window, you see, ceiling. That and the reality, how they really exist, is completely something else. You see, when you analyze, that we all the time talk, think, right, you know. But actually, what appears and what we think, you see, when you analyze, it's something else completely, which we never thought, you know, which we never think, which never write, never appear to us. You see, completely something else. So you see, so everything is like this. Even the floor, you see, each piece is not a floor. You see, even the whole group of pieces are not floor, but they are basis to be labeled a floor. So then you see, now you analyze each piece like that, you see. So it's everything, so it goes down to the atom again, you see. And then the atom is also, the same thing, the particles of the atom, particles of the atom, which means the particles not atom, you see. And so even the group of the particles is basis to be labeled atom. So you see, from the temple down to the atom, you see, everything put one label on another label like that, you see. So you see, one name put another name, so you see, like that. Mm-hmm. So, but it is a reality like this, but there's something concrete. You see, concrete window, concrete temple like this, you know, have existence on the side. So this is a projection, this is a hallucination. A projection by ignorance, and this is hallucination, identity. So, you see, so like this, now, so from morning until night, build a house with empty, or eating food with empty, married with the wife with empty, married with husband with empty, having child with food empty. Walking to office, which is empty. One get empty money, and go to empty shop, buy empty food, buy empty things. Go to empty department store, go to empty supermarket, you know, buy empty food, go back to empty house, so like this, middle level eye form, from middle level parents, and they see, go to middle level school, you know, learn middle level education, you know, from the middle level teacher. Then get middle level degree, then get middle level job, then get middle level, professor, whatever it is, you know, middle level. And then, married to the near level husband, and they have near level child, and you see, so like this, you know, so from birth, from birth to death, you see, male level birth, male level death, you know, eat meal level food. So how you gonna disturb is how the reality is. So however, now, you see, most, the very important thing, you see, sometimes we think, what's the use of, what's the benefit of, the teachings on emptiness, you know, sometimes one might think, we think that, oh, what if it helped when we have problems in the daily life, and the everyday life, you know, this philosophy is what does it help? Sometimes my is. However, this is the most, if one can think this, if one can remember this is the most powerful. This is the most powerful like atomic bomb, most powerful, you see, meditation to break the hallucination. The problem happens in our daily life because of the hallucination. And believing the hallucination is real. So therefore most powerful thing that immediately, like atomic bomb, you see, to stop the problem is to remember emptiness. And so you see, especially say, you see, when we are in the situation, you see, to create problems in our life and to cause harm others, you know, disunity among other people, you see, you know, a danger to create very heavy negative karma. Great harm to other sentient beings, you see, danger to life, you know, anger, very strong, a very uncontrolled desire, you see, very dissatisfied mind, you know, and depression, and because of that, not being succeeded, depression, you know, you don't remember the reasons why depressed, you see, depression happens when one is not aware of the emptiness of the eye, emptiness of things. The depression, you see, and when one is aware of the emptiness, when one is meditating on the emptiness, there's no depression. No way to experience depression at that time. So depression happens, by apprehending. Anyway, the hallucination, you see, dreaming that they're real, they truly exist. Even one doesn't remember particular, you see, reasons why I'm depressed. But most times there's reasons. Because one didn't get succeed, one didn't get what the desire wanted, what the selfish mind wanted, desire wanted, didn't get. You see, so then depression happened. So very important, you see, to remember, especially in this. You see, when one is in the daily life, in those situations, you see, that creates a lot of confusion, you see, to harm, great harm to oneself and to other sentient beings. So very important to remember, you see, as I mentioned before, remember this is a projection, this is a hallucination. These things look real, you see. From mental side, it's projection, it's hallucination. So you see, they mention strongly that. And also, one way of meditating is the emptiness, looking at everything is empty. One way to meditate is that, you see, trend rising, how everything is merely imputed. How everything are merely imputed, such as object. That's one way of practicing awareness in everyday life. This is what one is working in the office, at home, family, you see. This is what one is doing, what one is talking, the conversation. Especially if you are having a conversation, something that which brings the danger to bring, you know, having meetings, or you see, especially you see that, other people complain, you see, criticizing you, you know, complaining, or you see, or somebody which is praising, you know, making causing to develop pride, you see, arrogance, and pride, you see, causing to rise, another delusion. So again, you see, mental emptiness. But again, you see, either dependent rising, practice awareness, dependent rising, or emptiness. So anyway, which is sin, which is you know, one mentors. So one meditated on the innate emptiness, you see, then if fear arises, that if fear arises, losing the eye, then you see, one must, that is a very good sign when the fear arises, losing the eye, that what is the outside phenomena or what is the self. You see, for the lower intelligent beings, they fear arises. For the higher intelligent, but the sufferers, you know, when they realize emptiness, then incredible joy, like having found precious treasure that one never has before, you see, like that incredible joy. So the lower intelligent, but the sufferers, you know, they feel righteous. So when fear arises, when the analysis on the emptiness, so that means the meditation emptiness is working. It's working on the right point, hitting on the right point, you know. It's hitting on the concept of true existence. It is hitting on the object, what this ignorance apprehends. It harms that. So if the fear arises, then one must escape from the fear. That is a very good sign. That is what the fear rising is, what is needed. Sign of the meditation is working at the right point. So therefore one should go beyond from the fear. One should experience fear and one should go beyond from that. You see. So what if one go beyond from, if one let the fear rise, you know, let the fear rise. If one go beyond from that, then you see then without obstacle, then one is able to realize the emptiness of the eye. But if one stop the fear, while the fear arises, if one stop the fear, then you cannot see complete. You cannot realize completely the emptiness of the eye. So therefore, this is extremely important to know. You see, so when one has accumulated so much merit, when one does very intensive purification with the Vajrasattva or you see the different practices, and when one has strong devotion to one's own virtuous friend, doing the meditation on the development of the devotion to see the virtuous teacher, in essence, Buddha. So also devotion is very strongly developed, you see. During those times, by a little meditation on emptiness, then experience can happen. Concentrating in, you see, meaning of just 2-3 words of emptiness, you know, get experience. So the most important thing is that when the fear comes, you should not stay away. To go beyond from that, and then you can, fear arises because one feels losing the eye. So there's no way to lose the eye as long as that. You see, there's no way to lose the eye in the reality. You know, the mere eye. You see, there's no way to lose the self because consciousness. Continuation of consciousness always exists. There's always continuation of consciousness that goes to enlightenment. You see, that goes to enlightenment, it always continues. So therefore the I that which is imputed on that, it always exists. I which is imputed on that, it always exists. There's no way to cease. So therefore there's no need to worry about hurting the extreme. Following the nearest, no need to worry about that. Seeing the eye, one no need to worry. It appears like that, losing the eye, it appears like that, but no need to worry to seize the eye. So, losing the eye means, you see, that is in the reality, means, you see, the truth, you're losing the truth in the eye. you are standing seated, is it start? Is it start to see the emptiness of the eye? When you see emptiness of the eye, by the true listening eye. So this is one very important thing to know. So once one experiences the emptiness, you know, the eye is completely lost. You know, when one gets this experience, completely lost, and then if you want to see then middle way, one has seen the middle way, the part of the Madhavida, you know, the middle way, and. Then after one has realized emptiness, then what one should do is then one should attempt to stabilize the concentration. One point is concentration by studying from samatha meditation. The methods to stop attachment, scattering thought, and the singing thought. You know, attachment, sketching thought, and thinking thought. How to stop those things? You know, how to establish one point of concentration by learning those techniques from there. Then one should stabilize the concentration, the one point of concentration. You know, so if one hasn't exercised samatha before, then one can generate what's called great insight. One is able to derive the extremely refined body mind bliss the rapturous ecstasy by doing analysis in emptiness. So one has experienced that I am losing, and that I am completely lost. You see, that you have been holding something from beginningless rebirth. That you have been holding, but now there is nothing to hold on. Suddenly there is nothing to hold on. You see, so one has been shooting, like that. So what they're holding on is the false eye, the true eye, which doesn't exist yet. No, I've been holding on that from beginningless rebirth. So that's why we're still in. That's why we're still in the samsara, not having achieved even. Besides no enlightenment, haven't achieved even liberation for self. Ultimately, having self because we haven't clinging on that. You're holding on that from beginningless rebirth. So when this we circle in the samsara, in the hell, the Nara, the god, person, animal, then, and the other human being, god, you see, until we see that it's empty and stop the cut off ignorance, by realizing emptiness, you know, the root of samsara, you see, then, we have to always wondering this continuously. We have been doing that from beginning to birth, then we will be wondering continuously and suffer. For example, the human being problems that we experience again and again, you see, so without end. So you see, everything comes from also mind. You see, everything is merely imputed, and everything is imputed. So by the mind. So everything comes from the mind, okay? So you see, now all appearance, you see, everything is imputed by the mind, so everything came from the mind, and all the appearance happened by labeling. Whatever appears to us, all the appearance happened by labeling, so again all the appearance came from the mind. All the appearance of life comes from the mind. So, you see, appearance of friends appearance of friend, you see, the come from the mind. So before one labels the friend, and there's no appearance of friend. You see, after one labels friend, because the person did some person loves me, person did something good, you see, then one label friend, then there's appearance of friend. The enemy, by you see, the person doesn't love me, or the person hates me, or person does gave harm to me, then you see, with that reason, then one label enemy, then there's appearance of enemy. So all this appearance, you see, came from, and then all this appearance came from one's mind, and then the feelings, you see, with the appearance of enemy, then one has the unpleasant feeling. By with the appearance of friend, then there's a pleasant feeling. You see, so pleasant feeling, or the other one, suffering feeling. So you see, all this is created by one's mind. Originally, it's created by one's mind. Came from one's mind. So as I mentioned, without labeling snake, you see, there's no appearance of snake. You know, so after labeling snake on that piece of rope, you see, in the, which is in dark time, then you see there's appearance of snake. So then, who doesn't know that Bush is the American president, who doesn't know that, you see. For that person's view, first there's just appearance of a person, just a man. You see, in view of that person, you see, just a man, you see. Then somebody tells that person, this is the American president. Then that person, also labels, you know, this is American president. See, then when that person believes in his own label, you know, in his own label, you see, after he himself imputed that, then believes in his own label, you see, then after that, then there's appearance of American president. So you see, so like this, from morning into night, you see, from birth to death, you see, the whole samsara nirvana is the whole appearance, you see, whole appearance that we are here now, you see, that I see you and you see me, you see, or the temple, everything, you see, the whole appearance, you see, including the appearance of the American president, you see, all this comes from our mind. Temple, you see, all the appearances, yeah, everything, you see, temple was the mind. So this is one important one, you see, to also remember in our daily life. Especially when we are in a situation that creates that danger to create problems, confusion, this is to write delusions, you see, the danger to create heavy karma. So in this way, there's nothing to blame to others. There's nothing to blame to other people, other than beings. One puts a label bad and good. You see, first, you make your own interpretation and put the label bad and good. Then you angry too. You see. Then you make your own appearance bad or good. Then you get angry. Then you blame the other sentient being. You see, it doesn't fit. It's not logical. It doesn't make sense. So you see, you don't find anything to blame to others. Even by this reason. Okay. You see, all the appearance came from the one's mind. How things appear. You see, how things appear depend on how you interpret, how you label. How you look at how you interpret, you know, how you interpret and how you interpret when that's a new level. In other words, how you look at it, how things appear to them, how you look at it. And also, so, like this. You see, when you hear the friend doesn't love you, when you hear the friend doesn't love you, you see, hate you, you see, still, and that's not a problem. Even you label, you see, after that, you label that bad. After that, then you label it is bad. See, you interpret it, the other person doesn't cling you, you know, is not attached to you. Then, you see, one interpreted that, you see, has no loving thoughts, you know, loving kindness thoughts. Whichever way, however, you see, through it, that's not a problem. And even after one label, it is bad. One interprets that is bad, you see, that means bad. Even after one label bad, it is not a problem. So the problem is when you start to believe in your own label that is bad. After you label it is bad, then when you start to believe in your own label bad, then it becomes a problem. When one believes in one's own label bad, then it becomes a problem. Life becomes difficult. Not before that. You see, we can see that, you see, just only, you see, even your label is bad, you see, even your label, even by just the labeling is bad, still it's not a problem. The problem is after the label, then one starts to believe. When one starts to believe in your own level, then that's what makes life difficult. So you can see the whole problem comes from one's mind. One's mind creation. And the ignorance, you see, the concept of truly existence, you see, the mind not knowing the nature of the I and so forth, nature of the I and then, you see, the aggregates. So this, which is like the farmer, you know, then, you see, the karma, which is motivated by the ignorance, is like the field. From where different types of, you know, bad and good, very types of crop grows. And then you see conscience on which the karma leaves all the imprint, you know, seed. So that, you see, that is like the seed. That consciousness is like the seed, that which carries all the potentials to grow huge tree, huge stem, and you see, many billions of branches, that which covers, you see, so many space, ground. So the seed which carries all these potentials, so consciousness is like that, consciousness on which the karma left all the imprint. It's like this seed which contains all the potentials. So the consciousness is continued from past life to this life, you know, and this life to the next life. So it carries all this imprint. And then you see, sentence is, then you see, the imprint that was left by karma on the consciousness that was made ready to bring its own rebirth, future life, future is samsara, the aggregate. It's made ready by craving, craving grasping like noodles, you know. Like the stem, say, so that imprint which is ready to give its own rebirth, which is ready to give, which is ready to bring, say, to throw its own future, you see, the samsara, the aggregate, so that's you see, called becoming, that, like the seed that is ready to produce that stem. Then, the next line, you see, then name the form, you see, and starts. So that's like stem, that's a stem that's grown from the seed. So then after that, you see, what comes is the sense basis, contact feeling, then rebirth, death, not that, death, all is death. So the conclusion is that, so you see, from birth up to death, you see, from today, you know, from this morning to, from today, from this morning until tonight, happiness, suffering, whatever we experience, and whatever object, whatever appearance we have today, you know, whatever bad and good, whatever appearance we have today, all came from the, you see, the conscience, which carry all the imprint, you see. And from birth up to death, you see, including this rebirth, you see, all the appearance, you see, that we had from birth to death, all came from the, consciousness. Came from one's own consciousness. So, from, you see, same thing like this, you know, the whole thing is the whole appearance what we have in this, the samsara, everything comes from this conscience. The appearance that we may meet, we meet different people, place, you see, different object senses, everything came from, you see, everything came from the conscience that which carries imprint. And you see, not only that, and everything, you see, all this appearance what we have today and from birth to death, you see, the whole the whole appearance of the samsara, the whole thing, you see, came from the conscience. Not only that, came from the, besides that, came from consciousness, which is also mind. And not only that, came from the karma. Came from the karma, which is also one's own mind. So thought which is reason, intention or reason from the principal consciousness, you know, intention that is reason from the principal consciousness, so that the karma, is the definition. So, is one's own, so karma is one's own mind. So everything came from one's own mind, karma. Then not only that, all these appearances came from one's own mind, ignorance. You see, all the appearances we have. So, like this, you see, including the undesirable object and good desirable object, then also, you see, somebody giving harm, somebody giving help, you see, all came from our mind. So therefore, you see, like this, while we're driving car in the road, you see, when the imprint imprint from past karma, that in the consciousness, when that is experienced, you see, so while you're driving the car, you see, comfortably, but suddenly there's a car accident, or suddenly, you see, as you come out of the door, suddenly somebody shots, you see, with a gun. You see, no reason, you see, you don't have to know that person before, you see. While one is walking the road, you see, suddenly somebody appears, you know, the beat. However, you see, so the imprint is the manifest, you see, is actualized. You see, the appearance, the karma is actualized, means the imprint is manifested. It produced the appearance, somebody beating you, somebody shot, you know, with a gun, suddenly shot you. same thing in the family, somebody giving you a hard time, you know, beating you, or scolding you, or, you see, complaining you. You see, all these things come from muscle mind, you know. So it's very good to remember. When somebody is giving a hard time, you see, badly treating you, treating, disrespecting, badly treating, criticizing, you see. So, very good to recognize how it's, you see, that this came from my consciousness, from my karma, this came from my ignorance, like that. So there's nothing to blame, nothing to get angry, you see, to that person, you see. So same thing, the hell, nara, how it goes, pet animals, the hell sufferings, all those heavy suffering of hot and cold, and hunger and thirst, all those things, you see, or sin, you see, it manifests from the consciousness, from the once of mind, consciousness, from the karma, from the ignorance, the production of ignorance. So, like that. So, therefore, it is very important. We don't know what we cannot tell, you see, what karma I've created only this karma, I haven't created that karma, you see. We don't have since we cannot see all the karmas what we have created, we cannot say, you see, I won't experience this problem in even this life, you see. I won't experience, you see, and the leprosy or the coma or this coma. And for years of living in the coma, or this, how say, all these things, cancer, AIDS, and this and that. However, the problem that we see others experiencing, we cannot say, at the present, I want to experience, I want to become like that. We cannot say. So therefore, it's very important. Therefore, it is extremely important. You see, while we are healthy, we have all the necessary conditions to practice Dharma, to meditate, you see, on the gradual path of enlightenment. We have met the right path, and you see the qualified masters. Even one hasn't met yet. You see, the qualified masters, one has chance, opportunity to meet, you see. So, all the necessary conditions. So therefore, this is the right time, you see, the right time that to practice, without wasting the life, time, you see, to practice is to study, you know. Everyone doesn't understand. Study the listener fragmentation of the palm. How you want to purify the most important one, to purify the negative karma. You see, accumulate in the past, to purify, and then you see, then to attempt to not accumulate karma again as much as possible. You see, so to purify is one. The other top of that, you see, to stop creating this karma again, such as, you know, by living in the vows, you know, by taking vows, you know, then there's marriage all the time. Marriage all the time. So the purpose of taking a vow in precepts, taking precepts, taking a vow is the solution. That's one method to stop pilgrimage karma again, cause of suffering. So this way, one purifies past obstacles, one do not create obstacles again to generate, to develop the mind in past enlightenment. So without obstacles, then one becomes enlightened. You see, to a person, you know, then every guy knows. So, yeah, so. Please dedicate a merit to generate the altruism for the jitta, one's mind, and also the meditative development. Due to the jitta merit, secondly by my brothers, due to the male level merit, may I be male level high, shift to male level enlightenment, and lead male level sentient beings to the male level enlightenment.
ये नो लोग मां तो आंदोलन वाले ये मनोचिकित्सा नाम का जमुना वगैरह जमुना वगैरह जो आदि डाटा जिया ना बोलो तो फिर से बैंक जवाब तंजी जिंगों वाला ना तो जमुना वाले ना ये किले सवाल दिए जमुना जिया का जमुना वाला ये जब वो संगावे हैं जो तो नंबर पे वाला के ये समाज हो तो जिया मालूम तो